Dreamscape presents The Wrong Prince Charming by Holly Renee, narrated by Meg Sylvan. Chapter 1. I'd never been to one of the Kappa's legendary parties. I'd heard about them, of course. Within the first 3 minutes of my campus tour, someone was already talking about them. Theo had told me a little about them, too, but I didn't get all the dirty details until I met my new dorm mate, Dylan. She had the lowdown on everything. And I mean everything. But experiencing it firsthand was completely different from hearing about it. When we stepped into the house, it was clear that Kappa parties were the party to be at. It was only 10 p.m. and there were already people everywhere. The frat house was huge and looked like the only time a girl was in this house was for parties or when someone was getting laid, because there wasn't a feminine touch anywhere to be seen. A TV bigger than any I had ever seen before covered one wall and had some sports talk show on, even though you couldn't hear a word of what they were saying over the booming music. Dylan tugged on my hand to pull me through the crowd that was attempting to swallow us up, and I cursed her for talking me into wearing a pair of wedges that were already killing my feet. "Let's get a drink," she yelled over the music and pointed to the kitchen where another swarm of people waited. I scanned the crowd as I followed her. Theo Hunt was the object of my search. He moved into the frat house during his freshman year, which is why I knew he'd be at the party. But I didn't see him anywhere. My feet hurt. I leaned back against the kitchen counter as Dylan started rummaging through the bottles of liquor. "Stop being a pussy. Your legs look great." She didn't even look up at me as she pulled a crystal clear bottle from the group of liquor bottles. "Aha." She pushed an empty red solo cup in my hand before unscrewing the lid off the bottle of vodka. "Should we make it a double?" She wagged her eyebrows at me as she began pouring the alcohol into my cup. "It's our first college party. I say we can live a little." Plus, I had spent my entire summer interning for my dad. I was allowed to get a little wild. The wildest things going on around Duncan Enterprises was leaving the office a couple hours early for a round of golf. "Cheers." She tapped her cup against mine with a grin on her face, and it didn't drop as she brought the cup to her lips. The liquor slid over my tongue, and I winced as my throat began to burn. Dylan didn't seem fazed. She drank it down like water, her face not showing an ounce of discomfort. But I wasn't surprised. Dylan didn't seem like she was scared of much. Not that shot of liquor, and definitely not all the guys who couldn't seem to take their eyes off her. She appeared.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?